Dear men, woman is the ocean. You wouldn't enter any ocean before noticing the tides, the current, checking if it's safe. Though you may be enticed by her glimmering waters and the sparkle of her shine, don't be fooled. There are deep currents under the phosphorescent horizon, currents which can change as quick as the weather, tides which are constantly being pushed and pulled by the rhythms of the living universe. The ocean moves with the earth herself. When the ocean is stormy with the strong current, it tries to surrender to the tides. You don't just read the ocean with your eyes. You feel it with your heart, your breath, and you breathe it deeper than it can breathe itself. In the ocean, relaxation rules over striving. Feeling takes precedent over focus. If you aren't being full-bodied in the moment, you risk destruction and annihilation. Only when you tune into the ocean and feel it deeper than it can feel itself can you fully merge with it. The ocean demands you feel her rather than think about her, to use your depths to connect with her own, to overcome your habitual thinking with your hidden integrity. One attentive moment at a time, reading the force field before you, realizing everything you ever needed to know is right in front of your eyes. She may seem sparkly, enchanting, charming, and innocent on the surface, but there are no ends to the ocean's depths. Deep underneath the surface, there are untold mysteries even the ocean doesn't understand. There are creatures we don't yet have names for, and the pulse of the earth herself. Don't worry if you get taken out by a wave. This is bound to happen. To strengthen your intuition, sharpen your sensitivity, deepen your presence. Stop. Ground. Feel the current of energy before you. The mystery beneath it. Feel the heartbeat of the ocean. Feel the heartbeat of the earth pulsing through the ocean, so the direction may emerge. Don't think. No. The only thing you need to read the ocean is your presence, awareness, feeling, and breath. From here, everything reveals itself. Through this, through you, the ocean gets to know itself deeper. Leave the plotting, planning, intellectualization at the shore. The ocean deals only with matters of the heart. If the ocean is going to let you ride her waves, to trust you with all of her heart, she needs you to be in alignment with yours. Even when the waters are testing you, they're asking you to be unmovable in their currents. In deep waters, her attuned emotions reflect where you leave yourself. She yearns for your awareness, your integrity, before you enter her sea. She demands you feel her heart and your own in the same breath, to feel the heart beyond the ocean, the heart of life itself, to breathe her more deeply than she could ever breathe herself, to open her from the inside, to feel the ocean more than the ocean has ever been felt, so the ocean can finally release control of her heart and surrender to the pulse of life, to the greater pole. The ocean whispers, "Be present to this moment. Feel this moment to infinity." Your embodiment of your presence is your gift to her and to all of life. The ocean whispers, "Don't just be in the moment with her. Become the moment itself. Bring your awareness for the pulse of life into your body. This is your gift. This is your offering." Allow the ocean to infuse your body with its natural flow of energy from a place of presence. Feel her as much as you can. Make it your eternal quest to feel her deeper, to breathe her deeper. Allow the ocean to make your body feel more alive. Notice the flower of life moving through you from her. Ground your body. Feel your breath. Connect with the infinite field, the space with no beginning and no end. The smooth tides and relaxation of the ocean requires your meticulous awareness. For the ocean, the only thing that matters is what allows her love to flow. Fully connected to the core of love, to the heartbeat of the earth, this is who she truly is. In her heart of hearts, she wants love, love, and more love. Just like she feels into the core of the earth, she can feel the depth and consciousness in you in startling degrees. As she reveals her heart, she reflects your consciousness. Her weather is constantly responding to you, the consciousness which surrounds her. There's no way she can't do this. Every day, every moment, she reveals how much love is flowing, how well you are leading, how you are navigating her deeper into her heart. The ocean is the oracle, guiding you back to presence and truth, in all ways, at all times. She is the lighthouse when you are lost at sea, bringing you back into the moment with refined attunement is her nature. Remember, the ocean is carrying the pain of her story in these waters, in these depths, the pain of abandonment, of betrayal, of a lack of masculine leadership. Only your own integrity can help heal her heart. You are the balm she never knew was missing. The more she trusts your integrity, the more she reveals herself. The ocean is the roadmap back to presence. Your loving deep presence is your power. The ocean asks you to become a master of the energetic flow pulsing between you. When the ocean is in a disembodied rage, severed from the flow of love, you can guide her back to calm waters. You can use your pristine awareness to notice what energy is moving in her body, stuck below the surface. The ocean only cares about the flow, in all ways, at all times. The flow of love, the flow of life, is all she knows. You get to be the stable, unbound consciousness when her heart is stormy. You get to be the palm tree, strong against her winds. You get to plug your body into the energetic field of the earth to feel your body, her body, the body of the all, beating as one. When you go underneath the surface, into the core essence, you meet her depth. You meet the ocean in her depths. There are textures, truths, vulnerabilities, and stories in these murky waters, merged with the oneness of the all. You can attune to them in any moment, feel into them, connect with the heart of them, pull them to the surface. This requires your intention, focus, and feeling. To touch this place of openness and aliveness with consciousness, the energy will welcome you into these waters because she wants to feel you here in the deeper domain of her being. This place, beyond comfort and routine, in the wild and unpredictable terrain of the raw ocean waters, these depths, are where her secrets live. Her untamed nature, her darker truths, her fantasies and desires. This is not where it's comfortable and known. To venture here into the wilderness of nature herself, into the wild unknown, to cultivate your heart in this discomfort will nourish her own. Can you relax here, fully and deeply, into her most tender places? Can you meet her in the moment and feel her fully? If you can, you will receive an aliveness previously unknown. Can you relax into your resistance? Can you allow your resistance to become the way? Can you prioritize rewarding challenges over easy? Can you feel fully into the place that aches to be felt? Can you feel into the yearning at the ocean's core? This yearning is for you, to be felt by you, known by you, penetrated by you. Can you let her reveal herself, all of her, the full spectrum ocean, whole and holy, wild and real, untamed and unapologetic? The ocean's fierceness, her fantasies, her desires, her tender truths, her gentle tides, her uncompromising devotion. If you can feel it all, you will learn the secrets of the universe through the valleys of her body. This is where life is begging you to come with your unflinching awareness, your pristine consciousness, to feel into the heart of life itself. In In these depths, far below the surface, is where her true radiance and aliveness lives. In these waters, the ocean demands you to be who you came here to be. The queen of the deep turns a man into a king. This is a land of mystery, of deep trust and truth, of dissolved boundaries and total surrender, where the secrets of spirituality and sexuality live, where you remember you can't have one without the other. This is where the essence of life itself demands to be met, where her diamond heart meets your pristine integrity, and together you polish the world. This is where the dance of union lives. There is no grasping, no seeking, no needing here. There is no scheming or goals. In this ocean, the only thing to feel is the infinite nature of existence. She, the essence of love. You, the spaciousness of consciousness. Holding all you see and feel, feeling all of the ocean herself. This is where you come into intimate relationship with the infinite. Where the earth and stars meet, deep and wide enough to receive her, and she will bless you with waters from her infinite well. These waters will purify you, heal you, nourish you, show you what it means to be truly alive. They will evoke the truest expression of who you really are. They will demand you live life in alignment with your core truths. Your consciousness, expressing through you, is how you share your deepest gift, your immaculate awareness. The sea of love meets the embodiment of truth. The deeper you go, the higher you rise in love. This octave of love is beyond lust, beyond desire, beyond the body. It's where the secrets of surrender, the divine, the sacred live. The ocean desires you to lead her deeper into her flow of love, to guide her deeper than she can guide herself, to hold her in her depths. This longing to be seen, met, opened to her own love will never go away. This longing is the deepest, truest essence of her being. This longing is her home. Can you meet her in the wild tenderness of her heart with compassion and love? Can you meet her in her eternal ache for more love? Her heart breaks when she's disconnected from the flow of love. Can you witness her in her truest expression and receive her offering? Can you feel this divine energy coursing through her body? She will reflect to you your core truth, that you are consciousness itself. Can you bask in catching a glimpse of her core essence? Can you bring your immaculate awareness to this deepest place in her? Can you rest your consciousness here? Feel the gift of her radiance, her heart, be a source for her healing. Guide, support, love, the fullness of who she is, and she will trust you with all she is. Be the presence that helps break free her heart so she can share her love with the world in the way she was born to, so you can bask this world in love and devotion. To love the ocean is to choose all of her and merge as one with her. Lead her into a deeper experience of her own heart. Feel what her heart most desires and take her there. Be the reason she experiences the core remembrance that she is love. Feel what the ocean needs in the moment. Trust your knowing. Guide from your knowing. This way, she can attune deeper to her eternal flow of love. Don't abandon your gift of leadership. Utilize it. Lean into it. Her body will thank you in ways you can't yet imagine. Bring more of you. Your consciousness is the awareness she craves. Feel into what will create the most openness and love, and lead her there. She yearns to trust you to lead her into the place of her heart she's been longing to go. Place she can't take herself. This is the land of total surrender, trust, opening, where she can completely lose herself and merge with the all. Take her to the place she's afraid of, into her darker corners, up against her edges, in the vast terrain where her pain, her fears, her hurts live. Annihilate them with the healing power of your awareness. swim in her waters with your pure presence and experience the love at her core. Allow her to feel you, consciousness embodied, consciousness alive, consciousness in human form. Feel your unwavering connection to the infinite. Let her taste this stillness, this connection through you. Let this boundless connection calm her waters, breathe her open, relax her being. The ocean is a force of nature, is nature itself, alive and alluring, energized and enigmatic. Be the stillness and structure for these currents to flow. Stay connected to consciousness, align with the infinite, and the infinite will speak to you. Press the consciousness transmitting through you into the world, into your mission, into your lover. The ocean yearns to be witnessed by a calm depth, to feel you not swayed by her storms, to feel you solid, secure, aware, unmoving. Your grounded presence is the gateway for her infinite flow. Bring her pleasure and energy to a deeper place. Be the one to take her into her own mystery. Guide her to the deepest parts of her body, witnessing her in love. Look into her eyes, feel into her heart, sink with her breath, with no expectation. Feel the currents of her love, take her on a journey. In her sea of unsteady, be that which never changes. Press the boundless nature of the universe through your body. Embody the infinite so she can receive the infinite. Ground the part of her that's wild and ever-changing, while being a container for her to express the fullness of her heart. Your pure presence itself draws these expressions from her depths effortlessly. This will feel like liberation to her body. Your capacity to hold and direct her currents relaxes her heart and allows these energies to flow. Your ability to breathe into her breath is an elixir to her nervous system. It's your awareness which helps her let go of control and deepen in relaxation, pleasure, and expression. Don't allow her resistance to move you. Allow it to sharpen your sword of awareness and direction. The ocean needs to feel your capacity to hold demands. Present, piercing, embodied, consciousness. Don't underestimate your ability to create the structure needed to bring the force of her pleasure alive. Become the reason she blossoms, peels open, receives and surrenders into love. See past her surface into her eternal nature. This is more than you, more than her. This is your commitment to the divine. She will see the infinite cosmos, an expansive consciousness beneath your surface. Make her heart your ally. Journey with it. Take her to this place of transformational love with your integrity and depth. Give her the gift of being seen by your presence. Meet her in this fire burning in her heart. Fulfill her heart's desire for sacred union with your conscious presence. This is why you are here. This is why you choose each other. This is where there is no longer another. Take her to this sacred, ancient, holy place. She wants you to be the one to take her there. That's why she let you into her ocean in the first place.